You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and coming up later in the week, we have, or early next week, we have an event in Ottawa. And this is part of a regular reading series that commemorates and recognises the fantastic influence and power that James Joyce had on literature and on, as a result, on Irish art and the Irish arts. But one of the challenges oftentimes with James Joyce is that he is recognised and he is known for a few pieces. Ulysses, Dubliners, and maybe Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man. But much of his other work is seldom, if ever, referenced. And today we're going to hear a little bit about another piece of work. And Niamh O'Brien is here with me. Niamh, thanks a million for coming along. You have a reading coming up. You have a reading coming up, and you're not taking it from one of what would be the pieces that everybody immediately says, oh yeah, Ulysses, I have that book, but I never opened the cover. So,
yes.
Tell us a little about the reading, the Joyce Society, what you have and lined up and what the plans are.
Well, February 15th, we will be reading The Dubliners. And usually people will know more about the last story in that group, the story 15, The Dead. However, we're going to read the story, the eighth one, called A Little Cloud. And that's the kind of our role as the James Joyce Association of Ottawa, is that we really want to bring the stories and the words of Joyce out into the world. And we all know Ulysses from Bloomsday, and it's important, we think, to kind of mix it up and try a few other things. We did some really good events last year with Finnegan's Wake, and this year we did a really great dinner and theater for The Dead. So we're excited to be using the different types of stories that he has and bringing them out. That's our job, yeah.
So Dubliners, then, is a series of how many, 18 stories?
We have 15 stories, and 15. He organizes them from birth to maturity. So the stories, 1 to 15, each one taking a spot in someone's life. So you can actually read them as a full story of what people's lives they go through at each time. So A Little Cloud is the eighth story, so that one is middle-aged.
And they all stand on their own 2 feet. Or are you at a loss if you read A Little Cloud that you don't know what went before?
Oh, you can read them in any different order you like. But if you do read them in an order, you'll see birth to maturity. But there is some themes that follow throughout his whole collection of the 15 stories. And each one of them follows the themes of paralysis, and he's talking about the paralysis that people are dealing with in Dublin at the time, that they are living kind of a stagnant or mundane life. And then about three quarters of the way through the story, they will have an epiphany about this and whether they will change or not.
What time period are we talking?
We're looking at the early 1900s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And given again the complexity that is often defined as Joyce's writings in Ulysses, would Dubliners and this story be complex in the same way?
Yes. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. Some people kind of try to go away from Ulysses or James Joyce because they kind of give you an eye roll like, oh, that's going to be too hard. And James Joyce has even said himself that he's put so many enigmas and puzzles in Ulysses that he will have professors working on it for centuries. However, The Dubliners is actually completely different. It is a very readable stories. And that's the point, is that he's trying to show the everyday person and how they're living. So in a way, the writing is very easy. However, the themes are very complex. So it's, once you dive into it, you might feel, ooh, that's a lot to take in. But the reading itself is very manageable for everyone to be able to read.
Are you going to share a little piece of the reading with us and give us a flavor?
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you the first passage. I want to give away the whole story to everyone.
No, God,
I can give away the beginning so we can see where we're at. So let me just bring it up here. So, A Little Cloud, James Joyce. 8 years before he had seen his friend off at the North Wall and wished him godspeed, Gallagher had got on. You could tell that at once by his traveled air, his well-cut tweed suit, and fearless accent. Few fellows had talents like his, and fewer still could remain unspoiled by such success. Gallagher's heart was in the right place, and he had deserved to win. It was something to have a friend like that. Little Chandler's thought ever since lunchtime had been on his meeting with Gallagher, of Gallagher's invitation, and of the great city London where Gallagher lived. He was called Little Chandler because he was but slightly under the average stature. He gave one the idea of being a little man. His hands were white and small. His frame was fragile. His voice was quiet. And his manners were refined. He took the greatest care of his fair silken hair and mustache and used perfume discreetly on his handkerchief. The half moons of his nails were perfect, and when he smiled, you caught a glimpse of a row of childish white teeth. So that is our first passage we'll be hearing on February 15th. And that kind of gives you a flavor of who our two characters are. And I don't want to give away than that, but we actually have a kind of a special back and forth narration for this piece as well.
For anyone that comes along, this is not just one person reading. So you have a team who take on the character roles.
Yeah, so we're going to have two narrators, and we're going to have two characters as well. So on the day, we actually have a lot of things you can take part in. So we will have musicians to start off our event, and then we will get into the story, and we'll have our readers. And then afterwards, I'll do a short little talk back about it, give us a little, let us dive into it, as these stories are about people living an unexamined life. And so it's, I think, part of Joyce's plan for us to read it is examining life. So we will do a little talk back about what the story is about afterwards, and then we'll get back into the band playing for the rest of the afternoon.
And again, that is on the 15th?
February 15th at the Well, 310 St. Patrick. We are at the door with the blue light if you come down into the pub there, and it is a free event.
And this is one of a series, so you have more coming up after this?
Yes, we're going to have another one at the end of March, beginning of April, because we know March is a very busy Irish month. So we're putting it a little later in the month to catch more people. And so please keep looking at our Instagram or Facebook or the James Joyce Association of Ottawa website, and you will see when the next event is.
And will you be selecting from Dubliners another story, or have you decided yet?
We will be doing another Dubliner story for the next one, but then we are looking at opening it up to allowing the audience become the readers in one of our next series coming up. But we're not sure how that might look yet, and so that is looking like our May event. So please keep looking out for that one, because we'd love to have some audience take the book in hand soon.
Indeed. Niamh O'Brien, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm looking forward to going to the event, and I'm sure it'll be highly entertaining. No doubt it'll be highly educational, because I will again readily admit Joyce is not anywhere near anything I've studied, and I have a lot to learn.
And I think Joyce likes that we work for it. Thank you very much.